Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Hey, what up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 614 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today, we have a great question from David, but before we get to that, today I'd like to tell you about designcrowd.com, today's sponsor. They help entrepreneurs and small business owners outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web design from designers around the world. They have over designers from over 100 countries ready to help you with any creative and design projects you might have. Check out DesignCrowd, that's DesignCrowd.com to learn more and get started at designcrowd.com/askpat, and you'll get a special VIP offer just for you guys. So check that out now. All right, now here's today's question from David.
Hi, Pat. It's David here from bartenderhq.com, a blog for bartenders looking to improve their skills. You've answered a question for me in the past on Ask Pat, and thank you so much for that. So please feel free to give away the T-shirt to somebody else. I'd like to ask a question actually about YouTube today and how to drive more traffic to the YouTube videos that I'm putting up. So at the moment, I have a podcast, which is the Bartender HQ podcast, that's going up on iTunes as an audio podcast and also onto YouTube as a video podcast. But I'm having trouble getting enough traffic to the YouTube videos. It seemed like it would be something that would be fairly easy to get people to look at, but the views are quite low. And I wonder what your top tips are for getting more traffic to YouTube videos. Love to hear your thoughts on this. I don't know if I should be plugging it at the end of every podcast audio wise. I know I'll sort of cannibalize the audio listens that way. But thank you anyway for everything that you do. Appreciate everything that you put out. And it would be great to hear your thoughts on this. Thank you, Pat.
Hey, David, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. And we're definitely going to give away the T-shirt. So for those of you who are listening to this particular episode, use the hashtag AskPat614. So hashtag AskPat614 on Twitter and leave a comment about this episode there on Twitter. And a week from today, I'm going to randomly select one of you who uses that hashtag, and Jessica will reach out to you, and we'll get you hooked up with that. So thank you, David. You can thank David for the T-shirt if you win. So to answer your question, very bluntly, I don't think you should be doing videos for your audio podcast episodes. It sounds like to me that your audio podcast is sort of your main thing. You even mentioned at the end you don't want to cannibalize them and all this stuff. A lot of people do the audio to then video podcast. The only thing I don't like about that is, what's the value of having the video? If there are slides, if there are talking heads, if there are other interesting visuals, then maybe it might be worth it. But I've seen a lot of people, and I haven't checked out your videos, David, so correct me if I'm wrong, but I see a lot of people just throw up one slide with some information on it, maybe a picture or an image of the person that you're interviewing, and you just have the audio play. You have audio playing on YouTube. YouTube's power is with the visuals and the step-by-step processes and the how-tos and the inside looks and all that stuff. And if you simply have just audio playing on a YouTube video, I feel like that's a waste of time. And it dilutes the power of your YouTube channel. I truly believe that. Now, there are people out there who are doing really well with both audio podcasts and video video on YouTube, and it's the same content. But you know what? They're primarily video people. For example, Eventual Millionaire with Jamie Tardy. That's actually a video interview show that she then produces into an audio podcast. Mixergy, Andrew Warner, he does videos and he posts them on video channels too, but he also has an audio one. This is opposite to, for example, Internet Business Mastery, who I don't know if they do this anymore, Jeremy and Jason, but they used to take the audio from their podcast. Their podcast is their primary thing, and they would make a slide on YouTube and just have the audio play. And they would get some views here and there, but they were significantly lower, which seems like it's the case for you, David, than the podcast downloads. So in my opinion, I would just forget about all that extra work that's done to rip out that audio and put it onto a video. If you're getting that many low views, you know, you gave it a shot, you try it, that's great. And for some, it may work, but for you, it's not. I would really, really be careful about what you're doing on your YouTube channel and really make those high quality videos that really want views, that really deserve those views. And views, again, remember, people are watching. So what are those things that you could choose? You know, bartending. I used to bartend for a while. Well, how about some videos of you bartending and doing some flares, if you do flares, or mixing certain drinks, or different ways to mix the same drink? There's a lot of different videos you could do that could be very visually appealing that would get a lot more downloads just from the fact that it's like that. And the reason is because they'll get more shares. People will be listening to them longer. They rank higher if people watch all the way through. This is just basic Google SEO. The more time people spend on a page, on your website, and on YouTube, the higher it's going to rank. And remember, YouTube is owned by Google. So what are some things you can do in your videos to really make them compelling? Now, if you really, really wanted that podcast audio in a video on YouTube, because you feel like there's an opportunity there, I would highly recommend that you add some visuals on top of it, which can add a lot of extra work for potentially little gain. So just keep that in mind, David. But I wouldn't actually focus on ripping out that audio and putting it on video. If you want to get more YouTube views, create great videos that are meant to be videos. So that's all I'm going to say about that. So David, thank you so much for your question. I really appreciate it. Let me know if I hit the nail on the head there for you or if I'm speaking from left field. I don't know if you know what that means. I don't even know if I know what that means. But what I mean is if you feel like I'm coming at this at the wrong angle, let me know. Again, hashtag AskPat614. And everybody else, I'd love your comments too. So leave your comment and one of you who leaves a comment within a week after this episode goes live. So that will be by the 3rd of June, 2016. I'm going to pick somebody at random who uses hashtag AskPat614 on Twitter. And I'll let you have the t-shirt that David was going to have since one of his questions was previously answered in a show way back when. So thank you, David. I appreciate your question. Thanks for your generous offer to offer the t-shirt to somebody. We'll make that happen for sure. Thanks to everybody else out there who's listening. I appreciate you. And thank you again to today's sponsor, which is designcrowd.com. Again, as a reminder, helping entrepreneurs and small business owners outsource or crowdsource their graphics, logo design, web design from designers around the world. And they have 500,000 designers from over 100 countries ready to help you with any creative design projects that you might have. So check it out, designcrowd.com/askpat, and you'll get a special VIP offer. So again, that's designcrowd.com/askpat. Check it out. All right, thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote today from Milan Kunders. Business has only two functions, marketing and innovation. Keep innovating, everybody. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.